It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day, and every time we have an opportunity to come together to study the Word of God, it's just a joy to study the Word of God, and it's a special privilege to do it with you folks. Now please, that you open your Bibles today to Philippians chapter 3. We're continuing to study in the area of our responsibility to know the Word of God and to proclaim the Word of God and to walk after the Lord Jesus. The joy that Paul shares by the leadership of the Holy Spirit here is what we're discussing and working through. And again, Philippians chapter 3, we're going to read from the 13th down through the 18th verse. 13 through verse 18 of the third chapter of Philippians. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church, and we're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. If you get a chance, well, come to see us, come to visit. We'd love to see you. I'd love to get to meet you. I'd love to hear from you to know if you have trusted in Jesus Christ and if you're walking after the Lord Jesus. We study the Word of God so that we may come to know and come to grow. And that's exactly what I say at the very beginning, and I mean it with all my heart, that that's what we need to do and to be diligently seeking the will of God. And we know to be saved, to meet Him at the cross, is the beginning. So please that you will write or stop in and see us. We have church at 9:30 on Sunday morning. Sunday school begins, and at 10:35 we have church service. 7 o'clock on Sunday night we have Bible study. Maybe some of you folks don't have a Bible study on Sunday or Wednesday night. We have one on each night. On Sunday night is Isaiah. On Wednesday night it is the book of Deuteronomy. And so please, you could have an opportunity to come and not miss your church service. If maybe you have church service only on Sunday morning, come and see us on Sunday night or Wednesday night. We'd love to, or maybe you've just been a faithful listener to the program and you just like to come over once and meet us. That'd be great. Just come to see us. Or, again, to write would be just fine. Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. As we look to the Word now, we're in Philippians chapter 3, and we're looking at the 13th verse. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them who walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 19. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Let's begin with prayer. Father, I thank you for your word, and I ask you for your leadership and your direction. I ask for your strength today. I never want to proclaim the words that are not from you, Father. And so I ask you that we hear from you today, that you give the listeners spiritual ears, ears that have been dipped in the blood of Jesus so that they can hear. We know, Father, unless you've come to the cross and trusted in that precious death on the cross of Calvary and in the resurrection and in his precious blood, that there is no salvation. And so if you have not trusted in the Lord Jesus, you do not have a spiritual ear, a listening ear. But he will call you to the cross of Calvary that you may be saved, that you may become a learner of the Word of God, that you may become a student, that we can enjoy the study of the precious Word, to live each day and enjoy each day in the Lord Jesus for the first time alive. And that's what will happen the day, Father, that you bring these folks to Jesus. And I hope all of them are believers in Jesus. I hope they've all come to the cross of Calvary. But, Father, I know better. I know that there's always lost that are listening. So I ask today that you'll bring the lost and that you'll grow the saved in you. And I ask, Father, that you use this vessel here to do that today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I read verse 13, and we've really studied through it. I'm going to start with verse 14. I hope you have your Bibles open. It says, I press towards the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark. Press on. I follow after. My friend, we've talked about we've got to get in the game. Many people today are strictly spectators. They do not want to get involved. They do not want to cause any kind of conflict or disturbance within the church or any time. We've got a get along society here. We're all going to get along. Well, we all need to get along to Jesus, and we need to all get along to face Him and listen to Him and be obedient to His Word, and that is not going to be something that's going to help us to get along with others around us. We know that this old world is driven by the devil himself, and there's a multitude of people that are driven by the devil himself. And so when we walk through this life, we can have a peace, we can have a joy, but we are not promised friendship and fellowship with the world, because it'll never come. You will have friendship and fellowship with other believers in Jesus Christ that have stayed true to the truth and the Word of God, but not to this old world. I press towards the mark for the prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, that each one of us would live to our highest level to serve God, to walk after the Lord Jesus, to be obedient and to do. He has given each one of us talents. He has given each one of us responsibility, something to do. And so often today in the local church, things get let go. Things do not get finished and taken care of in the same time. One thing that never gets taken care of properly, and that's witnessing, telling people about Jesus. That's the first thing that old Satan does. He kind of clams our mouth shut so that we don't speak. We never talk about the name of Jesus, and yet it should be the most exciting thing to come from our lips, that we can tell people that Jesus saves. Living a life that is telling people and showing people that Jesus is alive and Jesus saves, and stand with the joy in our heart that they can see our life and see Jesus in us. Not see something we've accomplished, but see Jesus in us. I press towards the mark. Get in the game. Pick up that talent that God has given you and use it. That gift that God has given you. It is always something that will glorify the name of the Lord Jesus. It's always something that will build the church of God. So let's get to work. Let's stop being a viewer, a spectator, and let's become a participant. Let's press towards the mark. Let's get to work. And with all diligence, again, you must get in the game. As we talked last week just a little bit, Paul goes after the lost to bring them to Jesus with much the same strength that he went after the Christians to kill them before Paul was saved. That same drive. And we're talking here a physical drive. We're talking a drive of the mind, and then you place the Holy Spirit within us and be Spirit-driven. You're a mighty force for the name of God. But too often today, and I have no answer for it, but too often today, people come into the house of God, or they maybe are led to the Lord Jesus in their home or on the street, and they hear about Jesus, and their heart's convicted, and they're saved. And so they begin to search out a church that preaches the Word of God, and they find a church that preaches the Word of God, and they come into that church, and they listen, and they listen, and they listen, and they listen. Well, my friend, you're going to be sick of listening, because when you listen, when you eat, you need to do something. You need to get out and work. You eat, you work. You eat, you work. When you come into the house of God, you eat the spiritual food of the Word of God. Now let's get to work. Because if you don't get out and work, you get fat and you get lazy. The church today is fat and lazy. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Let's look at John chapter 15, verse 5. John chapter 15, verse 5. Now, as I continue to do this program, and we've been on for almost 3 years now, I used to always have it pre-marked. I would turn to the scripture verse, but I would have it marked ahead of time. Now, I've stopped doing that for your sakes, because if I can find it, you can find it. And I want you to follow me in the Word of God. So I've stopped doing that. I just grab, and again, I have an extra Bible, as I've shared with you many times. I have the Bible that I preach from right in front of me. And then I have another Bible in my hand. And when I look up a reference of Scripture, I'm able to go to it and still look back at the one that I'm studying. And here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we're going to come now to John chapter 15, verse 5. John chapter 15. If you can hear the pages, why, you know that I'm turning to that, and I want you to do the same. John chapter 15, verse 5. It tells us that I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Okay, we need to understand some very basic principles about pressing towards the mark. We can accomplish nothing without the power and without the strength of the Lord Jesus in our lives. We can do nothing if we neglect our salvation that we have in Jesus. If we do not begin to study and to search His Word, begin to come into a house of God that preaches the Word of God, that studies the Word of God, that's a sad thing today. We have a Sunday school class, of course, on Sunday morning, as most churches would or do, and then we have a preaching service from 10:35 to 11:30 to 11:45. And then Sunday night is a Bible study. We still come upstairs to the church, but we come to study the Word of God. And everyone participates that would like to participate. If they have a scripture verse to read or a comment to make, it is made, and we enjoy studying the Word of God. And as I shared earlier today, we are studying the book of Isaiah. And as we're at the 30th chapter of Isaiah, it is a joy to study the Word of God. We study through books. In other words, we will finish the book of Isaiah before we start another book on Sunday night. On Wednesday night, we're studying through the book of Deuteronomy. Well, we have studied on Wednesday night Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So you see, we're studying through the Scripture. And as we study through the Scripture, we study it very slowly and enjoy it. And it's so exciting as we look at the life of Moses, the life of the Israelites, and now that they're beginning to, they're standing right at the edge of the Jordan River awaiting to go into the Promised Land. And we go through all the instruction that Moses is giving. And so much of it, all of it, can be applied to our lives and our hearts to learn how to walk after the Lord Jesus and be so close to Him. Moses learned that you must abide in Jesus. He was abiding in a promise that was to come. We abide in that promise, the virgin birth, the life of Jesus, the promise to save us. And he went to the cross. Jesus went to the cross. A perfect man, yet God, died on that cross and took all your sins and all my sins away from me. Every sin has been lifted from us. That was completed over 2,000 years ago. Moses looked forward. We look back. The same Savior, Jesus, took all of our sins away. There was a free gift given to Moses if he accepted it by faith. There was a free gift given to Abraham before Moses that was given to him. It was a free gift, and he received it by faith. Today, you are saved exactly the same way. We don't have to offer the sacrifices and things like that because that work was completed on the cross of Calvary. But we're saved the same way, by faith. Do you believe that Jesus saves and that he died on the cross to save you? If you believe that today, with all your heart, you've become a child of God. We say all these words. If you ask Jesus to come into your heart and to save you, that's what believing is. Turning to him. And when you turn, whether words come out of your mouth or your heart and your mind just pour out unto the Lord Jesus, Jesus, please save me. Yes, we need to believe in our heart. And yes, we need to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. But my friend, don't confuse the words with your heart, because your heart has to change. You need to turn to Jesus and be saved. And then yes, confess him. Yes, walk after him. Yes, press on towards the mark of the high calling of God. But it'll all be done back in John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Well, there's a multitude of people and a multitude of churches that are attempting to do an awful lot of things without the power and the presence of God, because they are not abiding in him. They have picked up all the philosophy of the world and all the little trimmings of the world to make you excited and make you feel like you're enjoying yourself instead of having a heart change and a life change and having true life and real life in Jesus Christ. You have a fake and a phony life that doesn't satisfy. And sad to say, many churches today preach that. They preach a lie. And with a lie, you cannot abide in Jesus. You are not abiding in Jesus, and you are not producing fruit. You cannot be pressing towards the mark of the high calling of God. If you desire to do that, then you find yourself in the Word of God. Search that Word and forget all those church doctrines that you've been taught. And you say, Larry, you can't do that. Well, you're going to find very quickly, as you study the Word of God, you're going to find out which one of those doctrines are true and which ones are false. I hope that you find as you search the Word of God. But what happens is, if you go into the Word of God thinking of all these church doctrines that the men have made, all these traditions and ideas and teachings that man has come up with through the last 6,000 years, and now you have brought all those into your mind, and we've ignored the Word of God. You must look to the Word of God and set your eyes up on the Word of God, listening to the Spirit of God that's inside you if you're a child of God. If you're born again, if you're saved, Holy Spirit comes to live within. And now you can begin this walk. But you need to get rid of some of these traditions, because I believe that there's an awful lot of people that are saved They're sitting in dead churches that have been taught so much tradition that the power of God and almost the life of God has been sucked away from them. And they need to seek out the truth. So go to your prayer closet. Go to your bedroom. Go to your dining room table and shut that television off and sit down with your precious word and study the word of God and find out how many things in your church are contrary to the word of God. If you're a child of God, you've got the Holy Spirit. You've got the teacher. You've got the teacher. Don't let somebody convince you that that man standing behind the pulpit has more power with God than you do, because it's not true. You search that word. And you seek it diligently. I want you to abide so you can begin to produce fruit. I press towards the mark for the prize, the high calling of God. On to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I'll give you a hint. It's right before 2 Timothy. I always love to help folks find the Word of God. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. You know, today is a big deal with exercising. The exercise equipment, the gyms, everything that's involved with the body. And we worry so much about the body, and we worry so little about our spiritual condition, about our soul and our heart and studying the Word of God. And it's good, yes, that we take care of this temple. But our society today is consumed with that. And we need to be abiding, as John 15 tells us, abiding in Jesus Christ, abiding in the vine, getting everything from there. And my friend, we are exercising. And it tells us here that it profits little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is that now is and of that which is to come. Don't follow after profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness, verse 7 tells us. I'm sad to say that most of our church doctrine today is no different than old wives' fables. We need to set to reach the goal. Now, what is your goal? Do you want to be godly? Do you want to be a Christian? Let's back up a little bit here and ask some questions. Do you want to be a Christian? I am here to testify that to be a Christian is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. The day I met Jesus. There is a joy and a strength and a happiness in my heart, and it comes from Jesus Christ, walking after Him, and I have the Holy Spirit in my heart to keep that joy there. Now, we've been through great trials and great tribulations, and I'm not going to list any of them for you, because I'm sure you've been through trials and tribulations too. I don't know any family that has been exempt from that. But maybe the difference between me and you, maybe the difference is that I've went through these trials and tribulations, very difficult times, and I've went through them with a joy in my heart. And most of the time, I can't say all the time, but most of the time with a smile on my face. And that smile wasn't a fake or a phony. It was from my heart because of the work that Jesus did. Now, it's a joy to walk after the Lord Jesus. I go to His Word, and I search His Word, and He builds me up, and He lifts me up, and He strengthens me. My friend, it's a joy to be a Christian. There is nothing more exciting and nothing greater that you can do, a decision that you can make, than to decide today to be a Christian. To be a believer in Jesus Christ. Now, don't confuse this with joining a church, with being baptized, with all those things, because all those things are necessary, but not for what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your relationship with Jesus. Today, the world has confused us so much that we look and we decide that to be a Christian is to attend church, or to be a Christian is to follow in baptism, or to be a Christian is maybe to be baptized as an infant. To be a Christian is to take the Lord's Supper. To be a Christian is not to curse. To be a Christian is not to smoke and drink. And we get all these requirements, all these things. My friend, for the time being, ignore those things, because I want you to set your eyes upon Jesus, the Savior of your life. And I'm going to ask you again, do you want to be a Christian? I don't want you just to slough this question off today. Do you want to be a Christian? Do you want your sins forgiven? Do you want to be set free? Jesus can do that today. Turn unto Jesus and ask Him with all of your heart to save you. And that turn to Him, He's drawing you, and He will accept you. Not the way you are, because you see, the second that you turn to Him and trust in Him by faith, He's taken all your sins away. You can't work your way to there. I've had people tell me that, you know, well, I'm going to quit drinking, and once I quit drinking, then I'll become a Christian. No, become a Christian today and then quit drinking. Because you see, once you've come to Jesus, then you'll have the strength to get the victory over many of the things and the sins of this life. There'll be victory, but come to Jesus first. Please trust in Him. Trust in Jesus. Then seek out a good preaching church. One that stands on the Word of God, not on wives' fables, church doctrines, tradition. So many things are set on things contrary to the Word of God, and it would just shock you what some of those things might be. But you know, as we look here, to know that it is profitable for us to be godly. So, do you want to be a Christian? That's the question. It's a decision that you have to make. There's not a one of you out there that's exempt from this question. Every one of you have that opportunity. Now, will you come today by faith to Jesus and be saved? I want you to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want you to set your eyes upon Jesus today, but you must come to Him by faith first, and then begin that walk. You must become part of the team. We've talked about getting in the game, but if you're lost, you're not even a part of the team. You're the enemy. You're on the opposing side. Now, will you come over to the side of Jesus? And will you get suited up for the game? Get the armor on. Begin that sweet walk. There's nothing greater than becoming a Christian. Now, next week we're going to talk about the beginning that walk. But today I want you to know for certain that you're a believer in Jesus. Please come to Him. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?